when I was a kid, we had no park. So we drew one in the empty parking lot with sidewalk chalk. Flat white rocks framed a path through a forest of flat green trees, bridged an aqua stream running around an orange baseball pitch and passed into the flat grassy outfield where flat red and yellow flowers bloomed like cartoons. For a week, we added on to our Eden, till the asphalt lot was mostly green, filled with bluebirds and bright butterflies, and the dry river spilled into the street, swirling chalk eddies around metal meter poles. Rain fell the next day and replaced the parking lot. We watched a week of work and play destroyed, suddenly confronted with the futility of art, attempting to stand against the crashing wave of time. In my life, I try to surround myself with beauty. Quick flickers of colorific intensity, layers of metaphoric meaning. I create, concoct and conduct cacophony concerts with words, craft careful comment caravans across deserted pages, write repetition, rhythm, rhythm, rhyme. I write words that will not last. Art always breaks against the weather. Statues scratch, crack, and collapse, and even Rembrandt's paint will peel. Time is an inside-out cornucopia. We pour our art into the black hole, and it just keeps forgetting. Someday, every prophet who ever predicted apocalypse will be proven right when the world ends. But I know that as explosions consume the continents, there will be an artist carving her face into the side of Everest as it sinks like a ship. The weather may destroy all evidence of our existence, but it can never deny that we happened. An artist chalking flat green trees and yellow flowers across earthquake-abandoned highways. Time only eats us because it's so anxious to see what comes next. It's just a racing space for someone else to draw. An artist describing the moment with the last of his strength and finishing it with his last